We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Dave Lee here. One of the things we've heard a lot talked about here in Minnesota is emergency powers by the governor. That's been an issue pretty much every time there's been a special session, has been certainly in this particular session. But what about up in North Dakota? Josh Boshay is a representative, actually the minority leader in the North Dakota legislature, and they made an interesting decision yesterday, and we've asked him to join us. Mr. Leader, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Dave. Great to hear your voice here in North Dakota.
Yeah, well, great to be on. How's the weather, by the way, today? Looks like getting some snow up in that area.
Well, you know, I'm out in Bismarck, and it is tropical here. We're in the mid-40s and loving it. It's been a mild winter for us.
Yeah, it's a beautiful state capitol building out there in Bismarck. So, Josh, let me ask you about yesterday. The House passed a bill that is now headed to the Senate. For people listening, can you tell us about this? Because it involves a mask mandate.
Yeah, you know, this was one of many different versions that was introduced by some of our very conservative legislators. And what House Bill 1323 does is it essentially says that no local political subdivision, so no school district, county, city, and then the governor, cannot mandate mask wearing or face shield or face covering or anything of the like. And so it passed by a small margin. There's a small chance it could come back to be defeated today based on our rules, but not holding our breath on that because certainly the proponents have seen this as a big win. Like I said, there was about five different versions of this bill, and this is the one that passed finally yesterday.
Were you surprised?
I was, because the other versions had been defeated. You know, there's certainly an argument that rings strong throughout North Dakota about the best government is the government that's closest to the people, and so local control is an important factor. And you know, this is one of the several attempts that this supermajority conservative legislature has made to start taking away local control. You know, we heard from school districts this morning that without some of these mask requirements, they wouldn't be able to be open. You know, we've had zero transmission of the virus in many different school districts since school started after the holiday break, and that's in testament to mask wearing. And so a school district or again, our local cities in Fargo and West Fargo have passed mask requirements. It's working. It's kept our transmission down. It's kept hospitalization down, which has led to much less deaths than we experienced last fall.
What do you expect to happen in the Senate?
Well, the Senate, we often joke, is where good things go to die, or even bad things. So, you know, already talking to a number of senators across the political spectrum, they see that, you know, when we hamstring the ability of whether it's the governor or city commissions or school districts for making decisions that are important to them, that's best for North Dakota. Because, again, a situation that's happening in Fargo may not impact Rugby. And so, unless we want more statewide impacts, let's let local decision makers make decisions that's best for their communities. And in the end, the voters are accountable to that. So, again, we really try to push that the best government is the government that's closest to the people. And, you know, I'm sure your listeners are all too familiar with how many times North Dakota likes to poke the federal government in the eye. So now we're pushing downwards on our locals. So it's not a good path for us to be on, and I hope the Senate will defeat this bill when they have the opportunity.
Mr. Leader, how does the governor weigh in on this?
Well, you know, in North Dakota, our governor is not actually able to do anything like a veto threat. It's actually within state statute. So we don't often hear from our governor on a lot of legislation unless he's strongly supporting it. And so his MO has been to really just wait to see what shows up on his desk and then make decisions based on that. But, you know, he instituted a mask requirement. I believe it was October-ish when that happened or shortly thereafter. And, you know, within weeks of that happening, again, we saw transmission decrease, we saw our hospitalizations go down, and we saw deaths go down. So it's a tool that works. You know, it's unfortunate, you know, that my colleagues here in the legislature don't recognize. We've been in our full legislative session, 141 of us interacting with each other. You know, folks have the hybrid option, but we've had, I think, less than three transmissions or three positive tests of legislators over the last 35 days of our legislative session. But you look to South Dakota, you know, and I should asterisk that with, we have a mask requirement here in the legislature, and that's kept zero transmissions from happening that we know of. So the evidence is right in front of our own eyes, but it's unfortunate that my colleagues are trying to take this away from local decision makers.
Yeah, we'll watch that, Mr. Leader, and see what happens here. Obviously, that's a concern that every state is keeping an eye on that, particularly here in Minnesota, your bordering neighbors here. Mr. Leader, I'll let you back to work out there in the Bismarck at the state capitol, and I sure appreciate you taking the time here on WCC to update us on that.
Thanks, Dave. Stay safe and stay healthy.
Representative Josh Boucher, the minority leader in the North Dakota House, and as you heard, the bill that was passed would make the governor anywhere in declaring a mask mandate illegal. So that'll head over to the Senate today. We'll see what happens. We'll follow that. I'm sure everybody will. Our WCCO time is 8:17 here on the morning news. Steve mentioned the 3M golf tournament. What's going to happen to that? We'll talk with Hollis Kavner. He's next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.